right, we are recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
I'm Teresa Cross, Director of Development and Director of the NCMC Foundation.
Well, Teresa, I understand that we've got our third annual estate planning seminar coming up pretty quickly here on the campus of NCMC. Give us an overview of that program, if you will, please.
I'd love to share more about the program. We have two wonderful foundation board members, Bruce Constant, who is a CPA, and Alan Seidel, who is an attorney, and they will be presenting our third annual estate planning seminar, and they share all kinds of information as far as the tax consequences, legal advice, and those kinds of things regarding everything evolved around estate planning.
What a great program. Now, I know, again, third annual, so what kind of response have you had to this program in the past, Teresa?
Actually, we've had a wonderful response. The first 2 years that we hosted it, to be very honest, we kept growing and growing, and we were afraid at one point that we might not even have a room in our biggest across Allied Health building is where we're holding it, and we filled the room the last 2 years, and we hope to do that again this year. It's just a great way for people to come. Individuals are encouraged if they'd like to submit questions ahead of time, but there will also be a question and answer session. But we do encourage people to, let us know ahead of time so we make sure that their issues are covered. But what a great way to, you know, have an attorney and a CPA be able to answer real specific questions for them.
Well, and if I understand correctly, it's a free program and open to the public. Is that right?
It is a complimentary seminar. It is completely open to the public, so a person doesn't have to be alum. It's open to anyone. We do ask that individuals RSVP so that we can plan accordingly. We have Great Western Dining is doing our catering, and they've got some really great appetizers scheduled for us, and so we'd just like to know so we have plenty of food for everyone. But what we do is the individuals would be greeted, we'd get them set up in the room, and then after we have just a reception. And it's been a great way. The last 2 years, individuals have stayed and talked. You know, they're welcome. Bruce and Alan stay, and they'll answer questions at that point. But it's also been a great way for people to network and ask others. You know, it's just brought up some really good conversation.
Absolutely. Now, Teresa, is there a cutoff date for when they need to RSVP by?
There isn't. So they can, you know, RSVP right up to that day. But we would appreciate if someone knows they would like to come. Or if they have questions, you know, encourage them to call us. Tricia and myself are both available to answer questions. And like I said, we're happy to give our email addresses so that individuals, if they want to, you know, shoot a question ahead of time, or, you know, they're welcome to stop in our office as well. So we just want to encourage, we want people attending to be able to get the most out of the seminar. And Alan and Bruce are happy to address any specific questions. I think they just can prepare best if they know what some of those questions might be ahead of time.
Well, sure, and that's understandable. We're happy to put the phone number as well as the email address that's in the press release on our website as well. Hopefully send some people your way. Is there anything else that people need to know, Teresa?
Well, I can't think of anything right now. You know, it's just very general, broad information. So, you know, individuals, you know, any aspect of the estate planning can be covered during that time. So I would just, you know, like I said, encourage anyone who has an interest. We want to make it real specific to their needs. So that would be my biggest thing, is just to make sure individuals attending get the most out of it.
Well, sure. Well, sure. Well, like I said, we're happy to promote it. Anything else there are going on in NCMC campus that we need to talk about? Or?
Well, we are, you know, we're happy to share, you know, we're still have our Barton Farm projects that we're working on, and I think you probably had gotten a previous press release on those.
Right.
So that's something that we're currently promoting those. We are, you know, gearing up, and we'll be I think Dr. Nuttall and I briefly talked to you about this, but we'll be looking, we've kind of designated the preserving the past and focusing on the future for our upcoming Dyer Hall restoration. And really, those are the main things. Of course, holiday hoops. You've probably been getting, you know, the press releases regarding that.
We have, and we've spoken to Steve Maxey a couple occasions on that. So it sounds like
great.
It's going to be a great program this year.